Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come on. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's a midday show with Andy and Randy. My name's Andy Bunker. That's Randy McMichael. If today's your first day listening, welcome. Welcome. Please stay. If you've been here before, thank you for coming back. 20 minutes away from the big story of the day, and there's a lot of big stories, but we'll talk more about Georgia and Florida, the cocktail party. We'll do a little more Georgia Tech in there as well. Keys to a Falcons victory at 120, what it's going to take to get off the schneid, get back in the win column, back to 500 on the road against the Patriots, and then an AMA, Funk Friday AMA, an hour from now.
It's great because we're watching The Simpsons, because Dan Olasky has The Simpsons, and we were talking about The Simpsons.
Now, they're all decked out.
Yeah, because I was when I was telling you about the Fresh Prince had to get sent over there, The Simpsons also had to get those episodes. That's why I started watching The Simpsons. I remember Mom bought me the Bart Simpson talking doll.
Yeah.
Like, don't have a cow, man. Eat my shorts. Yeah, and so I was a big Bart guy. Sure. I used to draw him all the time. Big Bart guy.
Did you have The Simpsons music album?
No, I did not.
Do the Bartman and
I did not.
Do the Bartman.
I did not.
I remember that.
Yeah, I did not have that. But yeah, I wasn't as mischievous. Yeah, I was at that time. Yeah, I was. I was mischievous and everything too.
That's why. Maybe because you were watching The Simpsons.
No. It was just that phase.
My mom banned me from watching The Simpsons, and I was on the straight and narrow. That was like the one thing. She was like, "Nope, no Simpsons.
Nothing."
Yeah. I mean, there was probably other things, too, that I wasn't allowed to watch. But, like, that was the thing all my friends were watching.
And how old were you when your mom would let you watch cussing movies?
Oh, I don't know. My mom probably still doesn't want me to watch cussing movies, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just – I mean, I was raised by two very different
people. Obviously, you watched it with your dad.
Because my dad let me watch Pulp Fiction when I was 8.
Right.
Which is, like, way too soon.
Right.
I had a lot of questions.
Gene.
I'm like 7? Like that movie?
Right.
You kidding me?
Right.
And my mom, I don't know. I mean, my mom probably right now doesn't want me to watch 7. but yeah, I think got to a certain point. I think really like what happened was when Cole got born, my youngest brother, because I'm 13 years older than Cole.
Right.
When Cole got born and I was a teenager and I was like doing all right, she pretty much was like, you're on your own.
Yes.
Now I got to focus on this one.
Dude, that happens, dude. Because I'm telling you, the weirdest thing with my mother, because my mama, I learned to cuss from my mom. I don't care what nobody, yeah. But I'd be a good-ass cook. My mama, you think I cuss good? Angel can let it rip, boy.
I definitely learned to cuss from my dad.
Yeah,
no
Angel let it rip. But I tell you, it was funny because I talked about the movie. And so mama was at the house like last month, and we were watching TV or whatever. And it was a sex scene, right? Dude, why am I so uncomfortable watching this? It wasn't like, you know, you didn't see anything, but you could tell they were doing it. I felt so uncomfortable watching that movie with my mom. I was like, she's like, what's this? I was like, oh, God, let me turn it off, man.
Fast forward.
Let me turn this off, man.
So funny.
Just felt so.
I had a flashback to a moment like that this morning because I think today is the 25th anniversary of Stankonia release.
It is.
And my mom bought me that album when we were on a road trip. And I was like, well, let's listen to it. And if you remember the first, like the intro, yes. It's like Andre saying something about, you know, something kind of dirty. Yeah. And then there's a lady having, you know. It's like, all right, never mind. Yeah. We'll skip. Okay, yeah. I'll listen to this on my own time. Come on, Andre.
The greatest line ever. I told Uncle Luke, when I finally met him, I said, I got, when I tell you Angel put foots in me, because my boy snuck it to me, the first album. Yeah. Oh, and so it was, and I always get caught in the Walkman get me caught with the dirty music, and then the VCR get me caught with the nasty movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was watching the flick and, you know. Yeah.
Well, now all you got to do is turn on private mode.
Yeah, just turn on private mode. But yeah, man.
And turn the Bluetooth off.
Yeah, dog. But yeah, mama put foots in me, man, when she heard Luke on there.
All right.
Two live crew.
Picks Against the Spread brought to you by Prize Picks.
Let's get this thing right.
Good to be right. How'd we do last week, Abe? I know how I did.
Our marathon of mediocrity continues. Three of us went 1-3. Randy.
Yes.
Cruising towards the top with a 3-1 week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man, that vacation love,
from
man.
The beach.
That's right.
Love. Yeah.
Randy is now 17-18-1. Good enough for first place.
Damn.
Bo and I, damn. 17-19. And Bunk, right there, bringing up the rear, though, 16-20.
I also like the rear.
All right. Let's go right. Let's get right. Let's keep this. Let's build this lead. All right. Give me Georgia Tech -4.5 versus NC State.
You trying to jinx them?
No. Oh. But they've been covering.
You're right.
The only reason I lost this game because I put Syracuse +16.5.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. You did pick
them. Yeah. Let's go Texas Tech -7 versus Kansas State. Denver +1.5 versus Houston. And give me the Raiders +2.5 versus Jacksonville.
I got Maryland +21.5 against Indiana. They're not going to win. I just think they might make it a little bit interesting. I don't think they'll lose by 3 touchdowns. Tennessee -2.5 against Oklahoma. I think they're going to win that game. And Oklahoma is going to start having a tough finish to the year. I got the Lions -9.5 against the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy's back. I think the Lions are going to smack them. And the 49ers -2.5 at the Giants.
Give me Ohio State -18.5 over Penn State. I'll take Texas -3.5 versus Vandy.
I thought about that one.
Give me the Chargers -9.5 at the Titans. Give me the Cardinals on Monday Night Football versus the second worst defense in the NFL in the Cowboys. -2.5.
Kyler Murray's 9-0 in that stadium.
Oh, right. High school, college, and pro. Yeah, that's right.
Now, by Monday Night Football, it'll be too late. But if Kyler doesn't play, I guess it'll be Jacoby Brissett.
I think he's playing.
Would you then like to switch it to the Cowboys? That'd be your only
option. You're picking the Cardinals to beat the Cowboys?
I'm picking them to at least
lose by less than a field goal.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going the other way than Bo in this Texas thing. I'm going to take Vanderbilt. +3.5. We'll see what Arch is like.
How much you think that line changes if Arch is ruled out?
What is it now?
Well, it started at 2.5, right, and has gotten bigger.
Texas favorable. Okay, Texas.
So
they assume Arch is playing.
I guess so.
Okay.
Give me North Texas -6.5 against Navy.
Navy undefeated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff Munkin. That's another name.
Sure.
That's another guy.
Another name for
that's
the
another
jobs.
Guy.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just saying stuff.
Schedule plays.
I'll stop interrupting you.
Okay.
Just saying. Bears -2.5 against the Bengals. Flacco's, I guess he's going to play, but
he didn't practice today.
He's going to be like.
Yeah, he didn't practice today.
I mean, who knows, by the middle of the first quarter of that game. and I've got the Lions as well. I'm giving you the point, though, Bunk. I picked it up at 8.5.
Okay.
So we're at 8.5 against the Vikings.
All right. Sounds good. Let's play some Sports Jeopardy. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Andy.
Randy.
A little bit of Florida, Georgia /Georgia-Florida trivia here.
Get
for
it
you.
Right, dude.
Well,
I guess
you know what? Depends.
Did you hear me get it wrong?
Public.
Yes. You heard me get it wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
It's a publication thing.
No, I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
It ain't no publication.
Well, it is.
Georgia.
I've gotten it right.
It's Georgia.
Every You've gotten time it wrong for 5 years.
Yes, and you said it wrong right there.
I did?
Yes, you did.
You heard it?
I did.
You didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything because we were rolling.
Okay.
And the way to go,
I
Rusty.
Oh, yeah, Rusty let me know. Thank you, Rusty. That's why I just call it the cocktail party.
Sure.
Just to be safe.
What is the name or item given as a trophy to the winner? of the Georgia-Florida game? It debuted in 2009.
I have no clue.
It's a what? The
give me the name or the item given to the trophy.
I have no clue what that is.
I don't either.
Just debuted in 09.
Randy.
Randy.
A trophy.
It is a trophy.
Be more specific.
Well, you didn't say specifics. You said item.
The name, name given to the trophy.
Name of the item.
I don't know. Is it like a little cocktail glass?
It is not. Apparently the Okefenokee Oar. You guys ever heard of that?
That's awesome. I
never ever heard of that.
By the way, how is that a thing and no one knows about
it? Right, because it's a pretty memorable word.
Never ever heard of that.
Name either Georgia inductee into the 2025 class of the Florida Georgia Hall of Fame.
It's the Georgia Florida.
It officially is not.
It's called the Georgia Florida.
One was class of 1983.
Okay.
The other was a class of 2017. Those were their Georgia years.
Andy.
Andy.
Roquan Smith.
That is incorrect.
Oh, man. I have no clue. I don't know.
Class of 2017, Georgia.
No.
Take a guess. No. So class of 83 was Freddie Gilbert.
Dang.
And going into the class this year as a graduate of 2017 or a member of the class of 2017 at Georgia was Sonny Michel.
Oh, really? Okay. Did not know that. Did not know that.
Which former head coach of either Georgia or Florida coached against his alma mater as head coach of the opposing program?
Randy.
Randy.
Was it? Will Muschamp.
There you go.
Yeah.
I would say it's all a it's confusing question, but that is correct. Okay. Randy.
Yeah.
Randy out to a 1-0 lead. What is the current name of the stadium?
Randy.
Randy.
Oh, my God.
Current name.
Oh, you know.
Current name.
You know, I was about to say the old name, didn't you? God almighty. The current name of. Oh, God. I'm just going to go Alltel.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
Some bank.
I can't give you that.
Some bank stadium.
You better come up with some sort of replacement for the word some there.
Chase Bank Stadium.
Incorrect. Everbank Stadium.
All right. Well, it was a bank at least.
I'm not giving you a point.
I feel smart.
Within 2 years, when was the first official Georgia-Florida game won by Georgia 37-0?
Andy.
1913. Good enough. It was 1915, so 1913
is within 2 years.
Oh,
you said it.
Okay. I didn't hear within 2 years.
Well, how many? How many other of these questions are we?
I didn't hear the within 2 years part.
Yeah.
All right. Can I get a guess? What if I said 14?
It's $1, Bob. It doesn't work like that. Andy ties it up 1-1.
Everbank.
Yeah.
Everbank.
All right, we're done with Georgia, Florida questions. Now some other stuff. Who was the manager of the Blue Jays in 19... Andy.
Cito Gaston.
Cito Gaston is correct. 93, the last time they won.
I know a lot of stuff about 1993 baseball.
The World Series.
Why is that?
8-year-old Andy was locked in.
You were locked in.
In a game, in a football game, played back on September 21 of 2004. Who was Florida State's last ACC win against?
Hold on. Say it again?
In a game played back on September 21st of 2024.
Oh, 2024. Okay.
Who was Florida State's last ACC win against?
Okay, I got you. Okay.
Andy.
Andy.
NC State.
Incorrect.
I was just going to go Wake Forest.
Also incorrect. Cal. Cal.
Okay.
Conference game.
Bam, they are in ACC.
Great.
It might have been Cal's first conference game.
Great.
Which two MLB franchises officially have black and orange?
Randy.
Randy.
Black, the Orioles.
That's one.
And the Tigers?
Mm.
That is incorrect.
Oh, is it blue and
is
orange?
It blue and orange?
I think theirs is a dark blue. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Orioles, obviously, Randy. Got
Orioles
that one.
Is correct.
Marlins. Dang it!
You're both gonna kick yourselves.
I can't see it.
Orange?
I can't see it. I can't.
Randy,
see it.
Randy, don't help him.
Black and I don't know.
Miami. Who?
I can hear Bo saying Miami.
Freaking Marlins.
They got
it's
black
not.
In there?
It's not the Marlins.
I don't know who is it.
Which is even worse because it's so obvious. Orioles and Giants.
Oh,
I know.
Damn.
Come on.
I know. Yeah. Randy, you have to get this one. To stay alive.
Damn.
Andy holding a 2-1 lead.
We're watching Full House and everything.
Could be the final question. Name two of the three Major League Baseball franchises that have never had an MVP.
Randy.
Oh. Randy.
Never had. Oh, damn. This team just had. While they were currently on the team?
In that franchise's history. Okay,
the Marlins?
That's incorrect.
Who the hell won MVP of the Marlins?
Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, damn it, Randy.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he did.
I probably would have guessed that, too.
Yeah.
Andy's going to win, but do you want to try and figure this one out?
Yeah. I don't think the Blue Jays have ever had an MVP.
That's also incorrect.
Oh, Olerud?
Who?
I didn't look them up.
I thought Olerud won. Olerud, is the name Olerud?
I don't think Olerud did. Now, he batted like 370 when he was there. But
so, I mean, I don't know. Did Joe Carter win one?
Maybe.
Anyways.
Tony Fernandez or something random?
The Diamondbacks have never had one.
All right.
Okay.
The Tampa Bay Rays never had one. And the surprising one, longtime franchise, the New York Mets have never had one.
Really?
Huh. You say Josh Donaldson won one when he was a Blue Jay?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. Shout out.
And George Bell.
And George
Bell. They've
had two. There you go. All right. That it?
Andy wins 2-1.
We did it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right. Boom. 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 Bye week this week. We will come back and get to the big story of the day. Cocktail party. Some of the other big games in college football as well. Keys to a Falcons victory. Half an hour away as well. Thanks for being with us on a Funk Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.